Kerry Mochlin is the spokesperson for the Education MEC in the Western Cape, MEC Debbie Schaefer. Kerry, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So much to talk about. Let's do them in order, shall we? We are 2 days away from the closing deadline for applications for grade 1, grade 8 learners, particularly for the 2021 academic year. How are we doing?
In terms of applications, actually, look, we got off to a bit of a bumpy start with our online system, largely to do with some problems with load shedding at CETA, which is run by national government. But things have smoothed out dramatically and we've got 2 days left to go. So far, we've got just shy of 300,000 applications that have been submitted.
And out of interest, how does that compare to the same period a year ago?
So a year ago, we had a comparison the other day that said this has already exceeded all our expectations. I mean, we've really had a big bump this year in terms of applications. It's just worth noting that that total for applications doesn't mean 291,000 learners. It just means that those are the number of applications. So obviously, we've encouraged parents to apply to at least 3 schools, including their closest school. So that could be one parent can be submitting more than 1 or 2 or 3 or sometimes up to 5 applications.
And by the way, what is the estimated period of time before the parents hear back from your department or the school that they've applied to say, well done, your child has been enrolled for grade 1 in 2021? Because that's when the next messaging comes in, doesn't it? Where if you receive more than one positive result to your application, you now need to start indicating that, thank you very much, but my child will not be attending that school because we're going somewhere else.
Exactly. So after Tuesday, all the schools will evaluate the applications they received over the whole month. I know people have been concerned that it's a sort of a first-come, first-served basis. That's not how it works at all. So they will then evaluate those applications, and it goes through a process of validation. And parents will start hearing the outcomes of their applications from the 15th of May. So there's a window between the 15th and the 22nd of May, and they will either get an email or an SMS, and they'll be informed whether their applications at a given school have been successful. If they have been offered a place, they must please, please, please confirm that space by the 5th of June. And makes it quite difficult for us to manage unplaced learners later. If, say, for example, a parent has had all the applications that they submitted accepted, but they don't let us know which of those schools their child is going to go to. And then suddenly we've got 3 places being held for one learner, if that makes sense. So we certainly rely on parents to participate quickly and effectively in that process. And in fact, to make sure in the next 2 days that they actually submit an application urgently.
I do not know, Kerry, whether you have perused some of the applications that have come in so far, because I suppose the question I want to ask is, what are some of the common errors that you have noted in the application? I don't know, not submitting a particular document on time, for example, that may jeopardize anyone's application of, you know, for a place in a school for their learner, because we've got 2 days left and I want to get as many people to get online and apply and make sure that the application is in place. Because come November, October, or January next year, and you're wanting to get your child into a particular school, we'll be receiving a lot of calls from parents who are frustrated because, unfortunately, they didn't take up the opportunity while the window was still open for them to do so.
Exactly. So the great benefit of having an online system is that because it's got like a checkbox system, it won't allow you to proceed to the next stage of the application pages unless you've completed all the information, unless you've uploaded what's necessary. What, of course, parents also then have to do is take a hard copy of their various things like birth certificates that they've uploaded to their school of choice where they've applied. But that, again, is getting tracked very, very closely to make sure that those are complete applications that have been submitted. So the number that I've quoted to you now is complete applications. Any parent who's uncertain or who's worried, they should definitely, definitely contact us and let us know rather than leaving it till the last minute. Certainly, there is an email address for anyone who's worried about online difficulties, which is wced@admissions.westerncape.gov.za. And then there's also, if you are unable to send an email, for example, you can also call the hotline, which is 021-467-2171.
As always, we'll share those contact details on our social media platforms as well. Kerry, for those parents who are listening to us and it's only come to their mind now, oh my word, I've only got 2 days left to apply. What do they need with them to complete the application process?
So for starters, you need to have a copy. Well, there's a set of documents that you'll need. That's a certified copy of the ID or birth certificate of the learner. And for primary schools, if there's a immunization card and road to health chart, the learner's last school report, if they've been in school previously. So obviously grade R learners who are coming in or grade one learners who are coming in who haven't been to school, they're not going to have the previous report. And if they're a foreign national, the learner, they'll need a study permit from Home Affairs. But in the case that a parent does not have access to these required documents, they must please contact their district office, because then they'll be able to get advice on how to submit the application successfully.
I cannot stress this enough. Do not wait until Tuesday to complete that application, because I imagine there'll be quite a bit of demand on the system on Tuesday as those last minute applications come in. And do the responsible thing. Apply for a preferred school for your learner, for your child rather, now, if you can, and get that process out of the way. So that's one topic gone, Kerry. The next one is around unplaced learners. We are 4 days out before the end of this first term, and sadly we still have some learners that are unplaced. What number are we sitting at now?
So we're sitting at just under 1,300 learners at the moment. And you mentioned there the fact that the term is nearly ending, and it's important to note that for these learners where we've struggled to find places for them, schools are aware of this, and they do have catch-up plans in place to make sure that those learners don't have any compromise education for the rest of the year. But everyone is working incredibly hard to find places for these learners. And I think we really have to say a very big thank you to all the schools and the principals and the teachers who've been doing their best to find extra space wherever they can. To give you an idea, we have 23,000 extra learners to what we had last year. And that's difficult to manage in terms of an extra number, and that's happening every single year. So it really is kind of incredible that schools have gone out their way to open up extra classes, find more space when asked to do so by the department.
It is still worrying, though, that just under 1,300 of those learners have missed an entire term of school, particularly if they are going to be in the foundation phase of education. Are there any tools, resources that you've made available to parents of those children to stimulate the mind, start introducing some of the basic concepts so that once they are placed at a school, they're not starting from point zero, but perhaps point 0.3, you know?
Yes, yeah. So if parents visit the WCED website, we've got quite a lot of content, educational content on the website that they can access. And I think I would actually encourage them to do that whether or not their learner has, their child has in fact been a unplaced learner. You know, we really do emphasize the importance of education being a whole community affair. The role that parents can play in their child's education is fundamental. So even if a learner hasn't missed school this term, I'd encourage them to go and have a look at that, particularly for younger learners, in terms of early reading, in terms of early literacy. That is very much a priority. But I'd also like to go further and say those who apply late make it much harder for us to manage unplaced learners at the beginning of the next year. It makes it much harder for the department to plan. So that's why it's so crucial that parents apply now in the next 2 days.
What is the plan to accommodate those nearly 1,300 learners? There are three terms left in the year still. Obviously, the sooner we can get them in a classroom, sitting in a desk in front of a teacher, the better. Do we have the capacity to do that? Or are we going to need to start reaching out to other government departments and asking for money to build more, I don't know, container sort of classrooms or whatever the case may be?
So in terms of the numbers that we have left, remember, it's not exactly the same across all the districts. So I can tell you where the highest demand is at the moment. It's in the Cape Town Metro. In the other districts where there's, you know, a handful of people who are not placed, that's much easier to cope with because you can add one child to a classroom. But where you've got lots of districts with lots of kids, that's much more difficult. And so we are looking at all the options in terms of opening up more classrooms. Of course, then we need another teacher. In terms of finding extra space at schools with very low teacher-to-learner ratios. So it is something that's been worked on constantly. And it actually is quite incredible that if you think at the beginning of the year, we had something like 6,000 unplaced learners, and we still received more late applications after that. So to have brought that number down in such a relatively short period of time is quite something. And it speaks to the cooperation of schools for finding extra place. But the moral of the story is this. Our budget is not growing at the same rate as the number of learners that we are getting every year extra. It just isn't. And until it does, it's going to be very, very hard to build new schools and hire new teachers, because it's all very well just to build a school building, but then you've got to hire teachers as well. And the costs are quite tremendous. So we, of course, always emphasize that we really, really do need a larger budget as we continue to increase our learner numbers.
And then parting question, Kerry, pertains to COVID-19 or coronavirus, as we've been calling it. It is having an impact, no doubt. We have four more days of teaching left. Some schools are probably have completed their assessments and teachers are busy marking and all sorts of things. Any decision taken by the Western Cape Education Department as yet as to how we should be responding to COVID-19?
At this point, we haven't reached the point where we are going to be closing schools at present. Look, as you mentioned earlier, there is a special national cabinet that's going to be held, and that will offer some guidance as well to the department. But we are monitoring it very closely. We've been communicating with principals and provided them with all the information they need. What we have done is advise that schools reconsider any overseas trips to high-risk countries and evaluate whether the risks perhaps outweigh the benefits in that case. But if it becomes necessary for a public school to close, the head of the department will make that decision in consultation with health authorities and the school. What I would encourage all of your listeners to do, every child, every adult, everyone, to practice that good hygiene that can really reduce the spread of the virus. So washing your hands, coughing into your elbow, not touching your face, which turns out is quite hard, and not shaking hands, because that is really where we are at this point right now, where we have the power to actually slow this infection.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Kerry. Kerry Mochlin is the spokesperson for the Education MEC, Debbie Schaefer.